The Lost Pearl, written by Emily Madden and read by Rebecca McCauley. 1. Haole momona umi kumeono. Happy Sweet 16. Honolulu, October 1941. If Charlie Florio could relive one moment over and over again, it would be the instant he laid eyes on Kitty McGarry. If anyone had told him even 5 minutes before that his life was about to change for good, that he would never be the same again, he would probably have told them to take a hike. It was the night of her 16th birthday party, held in the Persian ballroom of the prestigious Royal Hawaiian Hotel. He'd only scored an invitation because he was Eddie McGarry's pal. He and Eddie had become fast friends from the moment they'd met, even though they were from the opposite sides of the tracks. Charlie's family was working class, and perhaps even that was a stretch. Charlie was an enlisted officer, Eddie an Annapolis graduate. Eddie's full name was Edward James McGarry, son of Rear Admiral Conrad James McGarry. Everyone knew who Eddie's father was. It wasn't a state secret, but his friend had never flaunted his father's rank. Eddie was just one of the guys. Stepping inside the ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian was like stepping into a different world, one that Charlie didn't belong in. He should have known that when Eddie roped him in to come to the party, it would be a fancy shindig. He agreed without thinking it through, and he certainly wouldn't have said yes if he'd known where the party was going to be held. The first he'd heard about where they were going was when they'd been picked up in a limousine, of all things. That should have been his cue to get out of Dodge. Everyone in Pearl, hell, everyone on the whole island knew that only those with serious money to burn could afford to throw a party like this one he'd walked into. Some might say the event was opulent. Charlie wasn't one of them. In his opinion, it was a waste of money. Such a crying shame. Charlie needed to leave. He had nothing in common with anyone in this room. It didn't matter that he hadn't even met Catherine, Eddie's sister. He guessed she wouldn't miss his absence, not when she had a whole ballroom at her beck and call. He hadn't any money on him, but that shouldn't be a worry. It would be easy enough to hitch a ride back to Pearl. Charlie was about to make a hasty exit when he felt a firm hand on his shoulder.
"There you are,"
Eddie boomed, and at that moment all hope of leaving, at least for now, was dashed.
"Come on, let me introduce you to the birthday girl."
Charlie followed Eddie through the throngs of people, with everyone decked out to the nines. Women in their fancy dresses, civilian men in their suits, military personnel in their uniforms. At least in his Navy digs, he didn't stick out like a sore thumb. Eddie was wearing them too. But Charlie knew that that's where the similarities ended. He would say hello to the girl, wish her all the best on such a momentous occasion. Then the first chance he had, he was out of there.
"Some party,"
Charlie muttered more to himself, but it seemed that Eddie heard.
"Nothing but the best for Daddy's little girl,"
Eddie said proudly, before turning to a group of guys who were circled around a young woman, like bees to honey.
"Hey, kitty cat."
She turned, her eyes and face lighting up the moment she saw Eddie. His friend tended to have that effect on the fairer sex. And whoever this broad was, she was no exception. She was a looker, that was for sure.
"Edward, perhaps now I'm 16, you should stop calling me Kitty Cat," she said with a modicum of seriousness. "After all, I'm no longer a child."
The realization of who was standing in front of them was slowly dawning. This young woman was Eddie's sister. And she was nothing like the girl Charlie had been expecting.
You'll always be kitty cat to me, baby sister.
Eddie reached out to ruffle her hair, but she anticipated her brother's action and expertly snagged his wrist. Don't you dare, she said. I didn't spend over an hour at Miss Violet's hair salon this afternoon, only for you to ruin my hair 5 minutes into the night.